eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. That's right. Shopify is the sound of selling everywhere. Online, in-store, on social media, and beyond. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. With Shopify POS, you can accept credit cards, mobile payments, and every other major payment method, all with low fees and transparent pricing, starting on day one. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/MLB podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/MLB podcast to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/MLB podcast.
Odyssey Sports presents Big Time Baseball with MLB insider John Heyman and former major leaguer Tony Gwynn Jr.
Welcome into Big Time Baseball. I'm Tony Gwynn Jr. alongside John Heyman, and baseball, Major League Baseball, is heating up as we head down the stretch run. And John, I think the whole baseball world right now is watching Aaron Judge and his pursuit for not only Roger Maris's record, would at this point you have to feel like it's going to be broken, but also a triple crown on the line. You just don't have very many historical seasons that have both of those things in it at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, I'm certainly watching. I've been there. I was there in Milwaukee, two home runs. You know, I can't remember a better game from an offensive standpoint. Five balls, hit 110 miles an hour or harder, then came back to New York, hit another one, tied Babe Ruth. Roger Maris is next. I've never seen anything like it. I'm not sure anybody has. Just an amazing, amazing season. Maybe the greatest offensive season ever.
I mean, as of today, 60 homers, 128 RBIs, 123 runs. All of those, by the way, lead the, not just the league, but Major League Baseball in those categories. He leads in OBP, slugging, OPS, OPS plus, total bases. And as we said, being that he's running for a triple crown, he's in 316 right now. That's also tops. Now, we still got 14, 15 games to go, depending on what team you are in the league. But at this point, John, is there really even a conversation about MVP anymore? Because I still hear the noise on the Shohei Ohtani side.
I still hear it, and I answered it up until a couple days ago, and I'm not going to bother answering it if any more comes out. There's no point of answering it. You know, I understand there are some people in Orange County, and I mean, Shohei Ohtani is amazing. I certainly deserved the MVP last year. He is second in WAR this year, pitching even better, hitting still spectacularly. I mean, it is not close, though. There is not a competition for MVP. We are watching one of the greatest seasons of all time. I mean, you said it, to perhaps win the Triple Crown and set the American League home run record and what I consider the real home run record. I know I'm probably in the minority there, but I mean, to do those two things simultaneously, it's never been done. Not sure it ever will be done. You listed all the categories he leads in. They've come up with another 30 or 40 categories. I don't know, even know what all of them mean, but he's leading in all of them to, you know, the one I don't think at the moment as we do this, he's in front in his batting average, but at the rate he's going, I mean, he's hitting close to 500 in September. I mean, is there any, will there
count,
be any,
right?
Yeah, I mean, will anybody be surprised if he leads in batting average too? I mean, and it, you know, I wouldn't say he's doing it alone, but he's not gotten a lot of help. I mean, Rizzo's been out. Stanton's was out, was hobbled, obviously, at the Grand Slam last night as we do this. LeMahieu still out. Benintendi out. Carpenter, who was fantastic early, out. I mean, I wouldn't say he's doing it alone, but he's doing it almost alone. You know, it got to the point where he was too good to bat third. You know, we haven't seen that before where someone had a bat first so that they would pitch to him. You know, that's basically it. You know, he's too good for third. He's too good for the league at this point.
It is quite phenomenal. I was asked how I would describe this season. And the only thing I could come up with is historic. I mean, that's the best way I could describe it. Aside from the possible MVP, aside from Triple Crown, aside from the record, are there other seasons that you would compare to Judge? I immediately think of, I mean, Bonds from 01 to 04, despite how people may feel about it, those numbers are ridiculous. And a sneaky one that I like personally is Larry Walker's 97 season. I think when you go back and look at those numbers, they're pretty. And I get he plays in Coors Field. He was playing in Colorado, but nevertheless, once again, the numbers are the numbers.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like to count the Bonds record, but it is counted. It is on record. It is a little different because he was intentionally walked so often. I give the Yankees credit. I think the times have changed a little bit. They don't maybe believe in intentional walks quite as much. The Yankees have kind of rejiggered the lineup to try to avoid the intentional walk. And, you know, I mean, Bonds was intentionally walking, 100 times or more? And I mean, it was ridiculous, whatever it was. I know he walked like 200 times or more. He was intentionally walked a ton. I don't have the exact figures, but Judge has been intentionally walked 17 or 18 times to this point. And so he's been able to put up more numbers than Bonds. You know, I don't really count Bonds. So if you take out Bonds, I've never seen a season like this. If you look in the history books, 67 years, I think he got like a 13 war. That's like the highest in the last 75 to 100 years. Plus, we know from history books, I didn't cover it, but I am old, but not that old, that he was incredibly clutch in September, Judge doing the same thing. So to me, 67 years is probably the one that's most comparable. 56 Mantle, also amazing. And all those Babe Ruth years, incredible as well. I mean, even Maris did hit the 61 home runs, but he hit around 270, not 315 or 316, whatever Judge is at now. I mean, it's arguably the greatest individual offensive season ever. Somebody could make a case for Yaz. Someone could make a case for the Mantle, for the Ruth. I mean, you mentioned Walker. A-Rod, if you count it, I'd rather not. Yeah. But A-Rod in 07, I saw it. Somebody looked at the stats recently. It was like 156 RBIs, 143 runs. It was incredible. Also in his walk year, or at least he had the opt-out, which he did end up using, didn't end up leaving. So some similarities also in New York. Wasn't as celebrated as this is. And understandably, that home run record is special, and I count it as the real record. So to me, it's the greatest season I've ever seen.
I feel like we aren't talking enough about the craziness that another Yankee is the one that's about to break the record. We're talking about all the numbers, but the chances of that happening again, it's I think that's part of the reason why people love baseball so much, because it feels like it's the only sport where this kind of stuff happens.
Yeah, I mean, you know, people could say it's an easier park to hit a home run, and perhaps it is on average, and certainly to right field it is. That is the short porch. But at this point, as we do this, half his home runs have come on the road. Really, I mean, I don't think any park is containing almost all of his home runs. They're all very long, you know. I mean, so I don't think it's the park, you know. I mean, maybe yeah. Maris had the advantage because he was left-handed, had the short porch in the old Yankee Stadium, also had Mantle batting behind him, so he was never intentionally walked, and generally they pitched to him. I wasn't there for it, so I don't know, but that's what I've been told. You know, I mean, it is interesting that it's another Yankee. No reason that it has to be a Yankee, right? I mean, Judge was a late first-round pick. Anybody could have taken him. Yeah. And they did. Not that their drafts have been so much better than anybody else's. They just hit this one, and this was a big one.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We have to talk about something you kind of hit on, and it's, you said in his walk year, you're talking about A-Rod, but it's the same thing for Judge. It's his walk year. He bets on himself. I mean, what type of price tag you think we're talking here when we get into that? Because I would assume he's gotten this far. He's going to go through with free agency and see sure. what's out there. I mean, why wouldn't you?
Of course. Well, I mean, I think it's got to begin with a three at this point. They'd offer 213.5. He's played through the year, so that's an extra year. And I mean, you know, he was great last year. He was great in 17, but nothing like this. I mean, even though he was one of the top five players in the league both years, I mean, he is so far ahead of every offensive player at this point. Yeah. I mean, Boone keeps bringing up the 60 home runs, whatever number he had or has, and now it's 60 to the second place guy, which is Kyle Schwarber at 40. So he has exactly 50% more home runs than the second place guy. 50%. And that's true in war, too, in terms of the National League war leader is at 7. He's at 10, also around 50%. I mean, other than Ohtani, he's 50% better than everybody else. So, you know, I mean, a case can be made that he's the first $50 million player. He'd asked for about $36 million. That's out the window now. It's got to begin with a 4 for 40 a year at least. I thought the Yankees' offer was reasonable. They got to have regrets at this point that they didn't try a little bit more.
Do you think everybody just forgets about all of the seasons in which he was banged up for a lot of it? Does that just go away now because of the 1 year in which – I shouldn't say 1 year. This happens to be a year in which he's walking that he has stayed – for the most part, completely healthy. He's been healthy in other years, but it's been a stretch of time since he's been this healthy for this long. Does everybody just forget about that?
I think in free agency, everybody's optimistic. Look at Justin Verlander. I think he threw 6 innings over 2 years and had a $50 million deal. It ultimately gave him a $25 million plus his option, which he now will not opt in, and he could be a $50 million. And you've got Syndergaard, who barely pitched for 2 years, got over $20 million, not in the category of these guys. But DeGrom missed 13 months. He's hoping to get $50 million or close to it. Seems like when you get to free agency, everybody thinks the best and is optimistic and hopeful. I mean, his injuries are not long-range, debilitating, right, chronic. So, I you know, in his case, you know, I mean, he's the one guy who stayed healthy with his team, too. I mean, everybody else has had some sort of injury and been out for some length of time, except for Donaldson and Kiner Falefa, basically. You know, I don't think it's good. The one thing that will affect him in free agency is that I think everybody knows that it benefits him. It certainly benefits the Yankees to, you know, a million times more, but it benefits him to remain a Yankee due to the marketing and all the other stuff and the judges' chambers and the history and the Hall of Fame and all that. That's the one negative working against him. I don't think the 30 years old works against him anymore, and I don't think the injury history works against him either.
It'll be interesting because, you know, I will say this. In my experience, as you get older, you learn how to take care of yourself a lot better than you do when you're young. Because when you're younger, you honestly think you can play forever, run through walls and do all that and be fine. But as you start to age and you deal with some of these kind of bumps in the road in terms of injury, you learn how to take care of yourself a little bit better. That probably could be the case for Aaron Judge. I got to ask you, you know, Yankees obviously will be involved in his free agency. I can't think that there's going to be a whole bunch of teams that can put a three at the very beginning of the number that I think Aaron Judge is probably going to be looking for. How many teams are you think we're talking about in terms of that?
Well, as they always say, it only takes one. You know, I think there will certainly be teams interested, you know, interested at the $300 million-plus. You know, not sure. You know, I think the Giants will be interested. They certainly played for Harper. They played for Stanton. Didn't get either one. Judge is from Northern California. I, frankly, wouldn't bet on him going there due to the fact that it's not an easy place. Not that he's looking for easy, but it's a tough place to hit home runs if you're a right-handed hitter, especially the right center where some of his home, not the majority, but a good number of his home runs go. So, and everybody has this idea, everybody wants to go home. Well, Freddie Freeman kind of went home. He didn't seem that thrilled about it. He's okay now. He likes LA.
I think he seems happy now.
He's happy now. I agree. But it doesn't seem like that narrative ever plays out, that somebody wants to go home and here they are home. It doesn't work that way. You know, it's about the contract and the pursuit and the winning and all that. I don't believe the home factor will necessarily play in the Giants' hands. I do think they'll be one of the teams in the bidding. I mean, the Dodgers, they never pass up a chance for greatness. They like to do shorter-term deals on higher average annual values. Wouldn't be shocked if they went for $50 million a year for 4 years or 5 years, something like that. Could see them doing that. You know, the usual suspects will be talked about. The Cubs, the rival Red Sox, certainly the Mets with Steve Cohen there, although, you know, it's kind of an era of good feeling in New York now where the ownership teams pretty much get along, and this would kind of drive a wedge, I think, if he did it. Nothing wrong if he goes for it, but you know what? He's got five or six of his own free agents who are excellent. They're not Aaron Judge, but obviously DeGrom at the top of the list, but you got Diaz, pretty darn good, the best closer in the game, and you've got Taiwan Walker, you've got Brandon Nimmo, you've got Chris Bassett. So he's got his own guys. And, you know, I'm not sure that what the appetite is for Judge to go to either Boston or to the Mets. We've seen guys go the other way from the Red Sox to the Yankees. Worked out for Clemens, worked out with Damon. Did not work out so well with Ellsbury. Boston has not had that appetite for that $300 million. I mean, if they did, they would have signed Betts. Maybe their regrets are so huge now that they'll certainly make a play for Judge. They did make a play for Bernie Williams. Tough to get a guy to go from pinstripes up to Boston. Not that there's anything wrong with Boston, but, you know, I guess they hear so much bashing over the years in New York that maybe they don't have such a warm feeling about it. I don't know. I'm not sure the reason, but, you know, I'm not of a mind that he's likely to leave, but certainly in free agency, there are always surprises.
Yeah, that is how free agency goes a lot of times. There's always some mystery team that we hear about at some point during the process. So we'll wait it out.